Your auntie's a trollop, your uncle's a bum, your brother is shiftless and your father is scum. And one more thing, your mom's a podcast. Comedy designed to fit right between your ears. Written and produced by T. Gregory Argel and Stephanie Lynn Russell.
Welcome to a very special Valentine's episode of Your Mom's a Podcast, dedicated to all the lovers out there, the people who find joy in every moment spent with that special someone, sharing every smile, feeling the spark of love pass between you, even though it's just a lie. And even now, as he looks deep into your eyes and professes undying love for you, he's thinking of Debbie. That whore at Starbucks that drew a heart in the foam of his latte last week, even though she knew you were right there. Did it right in front of you, that bitch. And he tried to hide his reaction, but you could tell. Oh yeah, you could tell. Well, I hope she gives him some painful mocha, choca, frappe, half-calf, got-the-clap, burning STD that grinds his beans for a year!
Whoa, hold on. Are you okay? What's going on?
I'm fine. Fine. Gonna die lonely and unloved, but I'm fine. I don't care what he does with that barista with the fake boobs.
Okay, whatever you say. Here, sit down. Relax for a bit. Breathe. There you go. Yeah, that's better, isn't it? Here, I've got something for you.
For me? Why would you... Is that?
Yes, it is. Just for you.
You drew a heart with cocaine. For me? Aw, that's so sweet.
You're worth it.
Damn right I am. Screw him!
And now a very special Valentine's episode of Your Mom's a Podcast for all the lovers out there.
You bastards! Ow! I bit my tongue! I love you, cocaine!
Oh, Rosetta. Wait a minute.
What? What is it?
My name isn't Phil.
It isn't?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Where did you get the idea my name was Phil?
I'm pretty sure you told me.
I didn't.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, how would you feel if I called you by a different name?
You did.
What?
My name isn't Rosetta.
It's not?
Nope.
Then where did I get that name?
I don't know.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Kind of, yeah.
So what do we do now?
I think we should try the pineapple on the side table now.
No, I mean about our names.
Does it matter?
Well, yes. Why wouldn't it?
I thought this was a one-night stand.
It is?
Well, you bought a jar of raspberry jelly. Doesn't that mean it's a one-night stand?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm really new to this kind of thing. I've never picked up a woman in a bar before.
To be fair, you didn't pick me up. I picked you up.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I most definitely did. I bought you a drink, remember?
No, I bought you a drink.
I think I would remember that.
I saw you across the room in that blue dress and I bought you a Cosmotini.
I wasn't wearing a blue dress.
You weren't?
No, it was you who was wearing blue. Remember that blue dress shirt?
I was wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Really? You were?
Yeah. You said you were a Superman fan and you hoped I wouldn't hold it against you.
No, I said I liked the Toronto Maple Leafs and you said you liked the Montreal Canadiens.
I don't like sports.
I don't like comic books.
Then who did I pick up?
I'm not sure what's going on here.
So, what is your name anyway?
Sasha.
I'm Gary.
Oh. I liked Phil better.
Yeah, Rosetta is a much better name. It's exotic.
And I prefer having the pineapple under the pillow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It adds some much-needed roughage.
So, what do we do now?
Would you mind if I called you Rosetta?
Not if I can call you Phil.
Deal!
Oh, Phil.
Oh, Rosetta.
Get the chocolate sauce.
But the water isn't warm yet.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, so anyway, I got this song stuck in my head last night, you know? Was swirling around in there for a while before I realized what it was. kind of a combination of annoying and pleasant, because it bugs me when I can't remember the name of a song, but I was kind of enjoying having it play over and over in my brain, you know? It's a cool song. Then I finally remembered that it was the theme song to an old TV show from the 70s or 80s. Maybe the 90s. I don't know for sure. I don't remember who wrote the music, but it was sort of a mashup of Mike Post and Danny Elfman, and it had this wonderful drum bit in the middle. Do 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 boop 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 do do boop do do boop boop. Anyway, the show was called Nicky Putts. Or maybe it was Nicky Putts, you know, like putting. But it was about an ex-cop turned golf pro who worked at a country club in the Hamptons, and when he wasn't helping rich wives with their follow-through, he was solving crimes. It was sort of like Murder, She Wrote meets Caddyshack, only without Angela Lansbury or Bill Murray, or the Gopher, or the Kenny Loggins song. But like I said, it did have a cool song, just not a Kenny Loggins song. The episodes had titles like 18 Holes of Murder, and The Phantom Ball Washer, and Clubhouse Confidential, and The Mulligan Theft Part 2. And every week there'd be a car chase scene, and Nick would be driving his golf cart chasing the bad guys, speeding up a hill and jumping the car over a sand trap. At times it felt like the Dukes of Hazzard for high society. Exciting stuff. I love that show. I might be remembering the title wrong because I googled Nicky Putts and nothing came up. Well, nothing I'm willing to admit to anyway, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, that reminds me, I should delete my search history. Anyway, I'm pretty sure the show was from the 70s because the lead actor, the guy that played Nick, he looked a little bit like Robert Conrad, a little bit like William Conrad, maybe a little bit like Conrad Bain. I don't think his name was Conrad, though. I would have remembered that. He wore +4s and had an ankle holster for his gun. Not many people can pull off a look like that, but he made it look cool. His golf cart was painted black and it had a red racing stripe. So cool! Anyway, I've still got the theme song in my head. Such a great song. I can hum it for you if you want.
How'd you get in my house?
Sorry to keep you waiting.
That's all right.
Look, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. This isn't going to be pleasant to hear about.
Oh, God.
It's all right. What is it, Doctor?
Well, I've had a look at the ultrasound, and it appears...
Yes?
Remember, this is just preliminary.
Oh, for Christ's sake, just say it.
Carl, please. Go on, Doctor.
Yes, well, the scans show that you have some sort of creature growing inside you.
Oh, God.
Creature? What do you mean, creature?
Oh, God.
It's small, naturally, and it seems to be feeding off you, taking nutrients from you.
It's eating her? Oh, God.
No, not exactly. It's more draining her. It's taking nutrition through a sort of tube that seems to be attached to her.
So, I've got a parasite, like a tapeworm?
No, not a tapeworm, exactly. It's more sort of... Well, here, I've got pictures.
My God, look at its head.
Yes, the head is disproportionately huge compared to the rest of the body.
Are those arms?
Vestigial, yes, and possibly legs as well. You can tell by their size in comparison to the rest of the body that they would never suffice for movement. I could never walk on those.
Walk around inside her? Of course not.
Sorry, I was getting ahead of myself. I meant after it came out.
Came out? You mean out of me?
Yes, we believe that when it's ready, when it's, fed on you enough, it will come out through your, through...
Wait, down there? Where she... Where I...
Yes.
Oh my God!
And to think you wouldn't even let me...
Not now, Carl!
Well, what happens after it's out?
That's an interesting question. My colleagues and I believe that with a special diet and the proper amount of attention, it will continue to grow and develop after separation from the host, from you.
You mean... We look after it?
Feed it, clothe it, keep it clean and safe.
And what, keep it around the house?
Until it's developed enough to move on, yes. You could name it, treat it like a special kind of pet. Almost like it was part of the family.
Oh, my.
Really, I don't... You know, he kind of looks a bit like your father.
Yeah. And then she tells everyone we can take the afternoon off. So we closed the office and all went home. Extra long weekend because Monday was a holiday. It wasn't until Tuesday morning that we remembered Kyle was still locked in the photocopy room. We let him out, and God, you should have seen him. His hair was a mess. He hadn't shaved in days, obviously, and his clothes were filthy. Apparently, he'd had to eat toner just to survive. He started screaming at us and jumping on desks. It was kind of funny. We laughed and laughed. Anyway, now we all have to chip in and do his work as well as our own while he's recovering. It's been 3 days. I think he's just milking it.
Probably. You know how some people like to play the system.
Right, exactly. So, how was your food?
Surprisingly good. Didn't expect oysters with the steak tartare, but it actually seems to work. What about you?
I think the cheese soufflé with oysters is my new favorite dish.
Yeah, there's a lot of oysters on the menu here, aren't there?
Well, it kind of goes with the theme.
Really? I've been to other French restaurants, and oysters weren't quite so in everything.
That's what makes this place unique.
Okay, I'll give you that. It is a nice place. I like it. My chair is a little unusual for a restaurant, but it's comfortable. The best thing about this place, for me, is the company.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes, it is. So, how did you find this place? I'd never heard of it. Le Troisième Rendezvous? Did I pronounce it right?
Le Troisième Rendezvous. It means the third date. A friend of mine recommended it because this is, you know, our third date.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
You will. It's our third date.
What was that?
Nothing. You were saying?
Third date. Wow. I really like you, Cheryl. I've enjoyed all our dates. The first two and this one.
Yep, the big one. Date number 3. No pressure.
Pressure? What do you mean?
Don't worry about it. Shall we have dessert?
Sounds delicious. Where's our waiter? Oh, there he is. Excuse me.
Oui, monsieur. I trust everything was to your satisfaction?
Yes, it was very good. Thanks. Could we see a dessert menu?
Certainement. I have the dessert menu right here. One for monsieur and one for mademoiselle.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Merci.
Mon plaisir.
So, dessert.
Can't wait.
Let's see. Waiter, excuse me. Waiter.
Oui, monsieur.
I asked for a dessert menu.
Oui.
This is a list of condoms.
Oui. For monsieur, a selection of condoms, and for mademoiselle, a selection of flavored oils and lubricants.
Why?
Why, monsieur? At Le Troisième Rendezvous, we strive to ensure that your visit is everything that a third date should be. It all leads to a scintillating dessert. At Le Troisième Rendezvous, monsieur and mademoiselle are the dessert.
That explains the oysters and everything.
Oui. And now we simply provide, how you say, the dessert toppings.
Dessert toppings? These are condoms. They're not dessert toppings. Whipped cream is a dessert topping. That
actually, whipped cream is on my menu.
I don't...
I understand, monsieur's trepidation. We have an impressive selection of sizes and textures. It can be quite daunting. Perhaps mademoiselle would like to order for the monsieur.
Ooh, yes. Yes, I would. Let me see that menu. Oh, that sounds interesting. Ribbed, double ribbed, spiral ribbed, reverse ribbed. Wow. I never realized there were so many to choose from.
If I may make a recommendation?
Oh, yes, please. What would you recommend?
Based on Monsieur Choussaz, might I suggest that this item may be to mademoiselle's liking.
Trois d'épaisseurs?
Oui. The sheath is 3 times the regular thickness to provide a greater impression of girth.
What?
You think that will be needed?
Oui. Absolument.
Hey.
Then we'll have that. As for the other toppings, you know, my menu, let's see if we have room for a second dessert, okay?
Oui, mademoiselle.
This is fun, isn't it?
Fun? It's... I don't know what it is, but it's not right.
Come on, Dan. This is our third date. You know what happens on a third date. This way, I don't have to worry about you seeing my messy apartment.
You're what? I don't care how messy your apartment is.
Oh, that's nice of you to say, Dan. But seriously, I haven't cleaned it in weeks. It's pretty bad right now, so this is better.
But...
You do want to, don't you? I mean, if you don't, that's fine. I understand if you don't find me attractive.
No, I do. I really do. And I really want to, you know...
Then it's dessert time.
Ah, here we go! Les trois dépêcheurs! For monsieur.
Thank you, I guess.
Now, who has the reclining seat?
I think that's your seat, Dan.
What? Whoa.
Oui. There you go. Monsieur is reclined. Mademoiselle will be the cowgirl, or perhaps the reverse cowgirl.
Or maybe both.
I like how mademoiselle thinks.
Thanks.
Shall I serve, or would mademoiselle like to serve herself?
I think I can handle this part.
Très bien! Mademoiselle has, shall we say, a grasp of the situation?
This is the best restaurant ever!
Yes, it is! Yes! 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 Yes!
You've been listening to Your Mom's a Podcast featuring Stephanie Lynn Russell, T. Gregory Argall, Dwayne Mailman, Tracy Rowland, Gord Gardner, and William Poulin. Written and produced by T. Gregory Argall and Stephanie Lynn Russell, with additional material by Gord Gardner and William Poulin, and music by Stefan Kartenberg.